sweep and fury of the resurrection. There's a new world coming. Every Sunday at this hour, WMCA, in cooperation with the Citywide Citizens Committee on Harlem, brings you a series of vivid programs on Negro life, based on the theme of Roy Ottley's book, New World Coming, produced and directed by Mitchell Grayson. Today we present Blood Flows Red, an original radio play on a great problem of our day, written by Saul Pennis, featuring Charles Perry, Fred Carter, and Georgia Burt, with Norman Rose as narrator.
Along a thousand paths, by muscle, tissue, organ, tendon, to the far and complex regions where the mysteries lie locked in swirling pace, the lifeblood flows. Up from the pumping valves, the product, uniform, coursing over, down and through. Three times a minute, three times around, the insensate stream its busy way pursues. And there is strangeness here. A curious fact, well known by science, unknown to most. That despite the color skin on top, the blood of man flows red. A black man is a lonely man.
A lonely man.
13 million in a trackless sea.
13. Unlucky number.
No safety in numbers. Get what you can.
Grab it.
Reach up for the stars. Down on your knees.
Stars, knees.
Sweat and stink. Work for your bread.
Sweat, stink, bread.
Remember the deacon. You gotta be led.
Hallelujah.
There ain't no place in a white man's world.
It's all his.
You got him outnumbered, but he holds the rein.
Big black whip.
A white boy's a rope and a hateful twirl.
Cottonwood tree.
He's a Ku Klux Hood and his name means pain.
It hurts so bad.
So when you're feeling uppity and it goes to your head,
watch yourself.
Better to be lonely. It's bad when you're dead.
Bad when you're dead.
Sam Clark was a lonely black boy. A bullet has no social significance. It's impartial, aloof. It greets the living flesh of any man. That bullet made a hole in Private Sam Clark.
Well, I guess you're big enough to know, Sam. It's like this, son. The Lord, he's plenty wise, and he didn't want to make all the people the same. The Lord, he liked things to be a little different, too. So he made white folks, and he made black folks. Why, he had tell us there's yellow and red folks.
Who did he make first?
There's some say he made white folks first, and there's some say he made the black first. You know, your daddy's granddaddy, he done come from Akin, and he said...
Akin? Well, where's Akin?
Well, that's in Africa, son. And he said at once... There was only black folks. And then one day the Lord, he says to the black folks to go down to a little pool near the jungle and wash up. So one black man and one black woman, they went right off and washed in the pool. And do you know what happened?
What happened?
They come out white all over.
Well, why didn't the other folks go wash in the pool then?
Oh, they got lost. And when they got there, there wasn't much water left. Just enough to wash their hands and feet. And that's why the black folks, they have white palms. And so was on the hands and feet. But we all's God's children, Sammy.
Then why can't I play with white boys if we all God's children?
sowing over, the plant will grow, nurtured by the burning sun. Plotted into form by vague and shadowy tasks. Twisted into shape desired by the master race. Then kicked and pulled. An ugly weed, we say. These weeds we forged ourselves. But Sam Clark thought he had some rights. And as he grew older, he kept forgetting.
I'm willing.
It's pretty hot.
We going to the river?
No, Sanders Creek.
You can't go down there.
Why not?
Can't swim where white boys swim.
Who told you that?
What's getting into you, Sam?
I'm hot, that's all.
You want to get us killed.
You coming with me? The creek don't belong to them.
Well, if you go to the river...
You scared?
No, I ain't scared.
Well, let's go then.
Sam Clark was only 12 when it came to pass. A dozen years in the dark was he, when at Sanders Creek, some white boys ground his nose to a bloody mess, split his lips wide, scattered his teeth. The youthful years are long, but Sam Clark now can hear them speak. Through the roaring, hammering past, the bitter memories tumbling over the calendar, choked with tears. Sam's growing up. Sam's learning. Learning what his place is.
You better get off the sidewalk, Sam. There's white folks coming.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
How does it go? All men are created equal?
There's a picture playing I want to see.
What picture?
Abe Lincoln in Illinois.
It ain't playing at the Booker T.
I know.
It'll come to the Booker T. Let's go down there to the Booker T.
What's playing?
Some cowboy picture.
Ah, never mind.
How does it go? Endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You hungry?
Always hungry.
I got 25 cents.
You have?
Work for it. Cut a mountain of grass for it.
Can we get some hamburgers?
Sure, lots of hamburgers.
With onions?
Sure, first place we see.
You're forgetting again, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ben. How far we got to go to one of our places?
Not far, about a mile.
I guess we better start walking, Ben.
How does it go? As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free.
I got a job, Ben.
Hmm? Where?
Mr. Benson's place.
What doing?
Things.
Well, what things?
Helping out, cutting wood.
Books ain't done you no good, Sam. Anybody can get one of them jobs.
Huh? Yeah. Anybody.
I've been watching you, Sam.
Yes, sir, Mr. Benson?
Not like the rest, are you?
Don't know what you mean, sir.
You like to study, read a lot.
I didn't mean no harm, sir.
Oh, there, don't mind that. I think it's fine.
Thank you, sir.
For your own sake, Sam, don't let the rest of the boys, the white boys, I mean, see you carrying books around.
I work on the job, Mr. Benson.
That's not it.
Only read on my lunchtime.
I know.
As the high trail north of Freedom Road, where a man's a man and the Bensons grow like grass? Maybe. You were walking the glory road when the bullet sang, and the song bit deep. The hurt was loud as you lay in a heap and the blood ran out.
Feeling better, Sam?
I'm cold, Ben.
I'll put another blanket on.
It's not that kind of cold.
We had to do it, Sam. We had to give you the blood.
It's all right, Ben. You're not crying.
Sure I am.
You tell him what I said, Ben.
Don't talk that way, Sam.
You tell him?
Yeah.
It's not the blood. It's more than that, Ben. Maybe if you tell him, they'll do a little thing. People gotta think, Ben. They gotta.
Sure, Sam. Sam. Sam.
curious fact. Well known by science, it's unknown to most. That despite the colored skin on top, the blood of man flows red. You've been listening to New World of Cummings dramatization, Blood Flows Red, written by Saul Panis, produced and directed by Mitchell Grayson, and featuring Georgia Burke, Charles Perry, Fred Carter, with Norman Rose as narrator. Also in the cast today, John Adair, Dick Sanders, and Danny Whitaker. We invite you to be with us again next Sunday at 3:03, when again we'll broadcast New World of Cummings. The orchestra is conducted by Jerry Sears. The theme song was composed by Duke Ellington. If you'd like to attend a broadcast of New World A-Coming, you may obtain tickets by writing to WMCA, 1657 Broadway, Zone 19, New York City. And the tickets will be forwarded to you at once. Your announcer is George Willard. This was a public service feature of WMCA. Friends, if you think the war's about over, you're very wrong indeed. The hardest battles are still to be fought, not only overseas, but here at home, too. The next few months are going to be by far the toughest of the war on the home front. While our fighting men are still battling the Germans and the Japanese, we have to beat an enemy almost as tough, and that enemy is inflation. During 1945, civilian production must be limited because of military needs. There will be enough for everyone's essential use, but only if each one buys only what he needs. War incomes will remain high, and there will be more money to spend than there will be things to buy. So, if people spend carelessly, buy more than they need, or pay over ceiling prices, the runaway inflation we've prevented thus far could still occur. But it need not occur, and will not, if we continue working together to keep prices down. Don't buy what you don't need. Don't pay more than ceiling prices. Save your money. Win the battle on the home front. Thank you.